Hi, I'm Alex Morgan. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm not affiliated with any companies mentioned on the show. Today is August 8th, 2026. Imagine the memory factories have already booked every chip they plan to make for 2027, leaving retail buyers and gamers scrambling. NASA engineers have nudged Voyager 2 back from the brink by cutting non-essential systems and switching to lower power alternatives, a tweak they called the Big Bang that should keep three science instruments alive for at least another year. It matters because these probes are unique in-situ observatories, and every extra year means rare interstellar measurements continue. The cleverness is old-school system surgery, not new hardware. Watch how small operational choices can buy disproportionate scientific time. Theus DeBuck rigged his hamster Molly's wheel with a Hall sensor and an ESP32, turned rotations into a Strava.fit upload, and found Molly averages nearly 10 kilometers a night with a one-week record of 10.8 kilometers. It's a small DIY Internet of Things win that shows how trivial sensors plus APIs turn pets into streams of social data. If you like adorable telemetry, follow the project. And maybe leave your treadmill out of it.
DeepSeek quietly released a V4 flash build labeled 0731 that pushes agent-like reasoning into a new price-performance sweet spot. On one benchmark, they reported 89.0% on the ARC AI1 semi-private test, while claiming costs as low as 2 cents per task. And on a harder ARC run, they said around 61.4% at roughly 4 cents per task. The surprising part is the team kept the same overall architecture. The improvement looks like software-first gains, tuning, decoding, and harness tweaks rather than a new model family, which is why the price per task stayed microscopic. Hacker News readers reacted the way you'd expect. Some people wrote, "It's good enough to use it for almost everything," and listed CI fixes, auto repair, and background agents as immediate wins. Others warned that vendor pricing and reliability are the next battlegrounds. A simple quote from the thread captures the split. One commenter said the cheapness makes the cost argument disappear. Another said you should brace for rate changes and occasional looping behaviors. For product teams, the practical consequence is this becomes the week you can economically put more automation into production. Auto-generated tests, log triage, or low-stakes agents suddenly cost pennies instead of nickels. Watch what vendors do next. If adoption spikes, expect pricing experiments and stricter guardrails to follow.
Across the valley, a different bottleneck just got painfully visible. Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron reportedly booked essentially all DRAM and HBM capacity slated for 2027, mostly via long-term contracts with AI customers. The mechanism driving that is simple and brutal. High bandwidth memory for AI soaks up wafer capacity much faster than standard DDR, and companies are pre-ordering years in advance to lock supply. Community commentary on Hacker News pointed to the wafer math and warned that these long contracts can sell chips that don't physically exist yet, which amplifies downstream risk for consumers and smaller vendors. A concrete sign of pressure already showed up in retail. One mainstream PCIe 4 1TB drive recently jumped roughly 52% in price, an early hint that allocation priorities are cascading into the consumer market. For anyone building consumer hardware, gaming rigs, or even buying cloud instances, this reshuffles the timeline for upgrades and forces choices: pay more, wait longer, or accept lower memory bandwidth. Expect procurement and product teams to fold memory availability into roadmap decisions across 2027 rather than treating it as a solved commodity. A model that suddenly costs cents per task makes far more workloads viable, and those workloads will race for the very memory that manufacturers have already promised to the biggest AI buyers. The combination pressures companies to prioritize where automation runs, how much gets cached, and which products get memory first. And that means software teams will be making hardware allocation decisions more often. Watch for a near-term tug of war between rapid automation adoption and physical memory scarcity. The first to plan end-to-end stacks wins margin and time to market.
When compute gets cheap and memory gets booked out, software teams will be forced to choose which automation actually ships rather than what could theoretically exist. Thanks for listening. I'm Alex Morgan at Debug the Hype.